NPR's business news starts with an unhappy Target investor missing the bullseye. Hedge fund director William Ackman proposed a plan that would have given stockholders more clout in running the retail giant, but the stockholders apparently voted him down. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
William Ackman has put about $2 billion into Target for an 8% stake in the firm, but he saw his investment dramatically shrink when the recession affected the company's share price. So Ackman unleashed a proxy fight to get he and four others elected to Target's board of directors. Ackman made a final appeal yesterday at a shareholders' meeting held in an unfinished Target store in Waukesha, Wisconsin. But the current board has apparently prevailed. Preliminary results show they got about 70% of the shareholders' vote. Longtime stockholder Bill Downham of Waukesha says he didn't care for Ackman's business judgment.
Because I think Mr. Ackman's lost too much money with his hedge fund, with his Target investment. And it made me a little nervous.
Target says it spent about $11 million fighting off Ackman's effort. Company CEO Greg Steinhoffel says he and his board will continue to listen to Ackman's ideas. But Ackman says he's already shown other large firms that they need to offer shareholders more legitimate choices for board elections.
I guarantee you that every S&P 500 company is going to take a very close look at their nominating practices as a result of what happened at Target.
Final results of the Target board election will be announced this summer. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.